Please welcome Paul Grafton.
So my story begins as an 8-year-old boy and growing up in Santa Monica. And as just about the time when I started to think about, you know, what does my dad do to make money? My mom was a stay-at-home mom, but my dad would leave every day, like 6 in the morning, and come back at 6 at night and, you know, have dinner. And I'd barely see him except on the weekends. So I was like, well, what is he doing? You know, I had friends' dads who were a mechanic, and my best friend's dad was a dentist, and so everyone knew him. And my other friend's dad owned the ice cream shop, and so, you know, he was like the coolest dad ever. But my dad was sort of a mystery man, and so I remember asking him, you know, what do you do for a living, Dad? You know, are you a fireman? And he said, well, I'm an engineer. Now, at that point, as an 8-year-old boy, the only connection with the word engineer was like trains somehow. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really see any trains around. I've never seen you talk about trains. So I kind of was a little bit of, I was wary of this response. And I'd learned, like, if you get a weird response, it's better just to leave it that and not dig deeper. So I just kind of left it at, okay, he's an engineer, that's cool. And and so, you know, I tried to pick up details where I could. And during that time, he was working on a big project. And this big project involved visitors coming over. He had sort of his regular job, but he was working on an extra project. And so I thought I could glean some details from what he was actually doing. And he had built this maze of lasers and photo equipment and all this weird stuff in the garage. And these men would come over. Now, the one common thread with almost every one of these men that he worked with is they had a thick beard. They had even thicker rimmed glasses, and they had a pocket lined with pencils and like a little notepad. And I, as an 8-year-old boy, I would try to talk about baseball or skateboard. You know, I thought, hey, can these guys relate? And they would give me blank stares, and they would ask me questions about apogee or anamorphic. And I was like, there's no connection. And it started, I remember one day it just struck me, like I had to face the music, that my dad really associated with a herd of nerds. And he himself was probably a genuine full-on geek, you know. And that was hard. So I tried to keep it on the down low. The less I knew about what he did was better, you know, focus on baseball. But I remember my room was above the garage, and these guys, like I said, they'd come over and have dinner because it was an extra project, and then they'd work late into the night. And I remember sometimes there'd be arguments. They'd be like, come on, you can do it. You're asking me to do the impossible. And there'd be big arguments, and they'd slam the door, and then cars would be roaring and tires spinning, and it'd be quiet, and you wouldn't see these guys for a couple days. But sure enough, they would come back. And, I was just like, wow, you know, this is bizarre behavior. But finally, my mom said, hey, you know, your dad has finished this big project, and you know, he's been working on this project, and it's a movie about science. I remember she said it, but I remember it was like, movie about science. So I was like, you know, the image in second grade, and I was in second grade at the time, was like science. I remember like watching movies of like fish tanks and like, you know, beakers being poured, and, you know, it was insanely boring. And I'm like, well, so this is what my dad has been working on. And she's like, well, they're going to show a presentation of this movie Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at this place, and then we're gonna go on our trip on a vacation to Big Bear for the weekend. I'm like, yeah, let's just skip the science movie and get up to Big Bear. I think that's what we need to do. And I was like, no, you know, your dad's really been working hard. I think, you know, he thinks you're gonna enjoy this. And I was like, okay, you know, we'll go to the movie 10 o'clock on a Saturday. I'm like, what? Who watches movies on 10 o'clock? And even as an 8-year-old, I knew that was very bizarre. Well, we finally went to this place, and when we walked in this theater, it was jam-packed. I mean, we had to sit in the very back row. There was 3 seats, and, you know, it was just jam-packed. And I was like, wow, this place is buzzing. And this guy comes up on stage. He's kind of scruffy-looking and thanks everyone for working hard on the project. And then they show a cartoon. And I was obviously wasn't one that my dad worked on. It was a Daffy Duck, Porky Pig cartoon where they fight over the moon. And I was kind of down entering, and then I was like, hey, you know, at least I got a cartoon out of this I hadn't seen before. That's great. And so I was in a good mood. And then something happened that changed a lot of things. I remember the music was da 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 da, and I was basically exposed unwittingly to the very first Star Wars movie, Episode 4, and it was May of 1977. And as it turned out, my dad had been very intimately involved with the special effects of the movie, and that was the project he was working on. And he ended up winning Academy Awards for that and all this stuff. And so my dad, you know, I went from geek, I don't want to know anything, to like coolest guy ever. And the hardest part of it all was, you know, I'd seen this movie and it blew me away. And there was a couple, 2-3 week gap before going, the staff showing, which is what I was at as an 8-year-old boy, to when it finally came out to the theaters. And so those 2 weeks at school, I was alone with this information that I had been exposed to. And I was trying to describe to my friend, like, you know, Darth Vader. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, Luke Skywalker. You're making no sense. And so that was really hard, because the only person, my dad actually had noticed, he wasn't really into the movie, so the only person I could really talk to about it was my mom. And looking back now, I have a 5-year-old who's excited about Star Wars. That must have been a hard 2 weeks for her to entertain all those questions I must have had. But that I'll never forget that music. I'll never forget being there and just seeing my dad in a whole brand new way. And so that's my story. Yeah.